Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Martina Tonalelli from the 12th edition of Rome Film Festival, and I'm here with Darlene Goodrich and Julia Taylor-Stanley, director and producer of Ferrari Race to Immortality. So, first of all, from the perspective of documentary filmmaking and the materials that you used, how did you tackle and research you needed to make the movie, and how did you actually build the story? Did you think about the story in advance, or did you create it as you went along? This is a story talking about a very important friendship between two pilots, Peter Collins and Mike Hawthorne.
When we started on this project, we had quite a clear focus on what the end result should be, and it really was a story about five characters. A human interest story about five drivers, five very brave men who raced week in, week out, and ultimately lost their lives. But ultimately above that was Enzo Ferrari, and he pulled them together as part of the Scuderia. So we knew when we set out that this was a human interest story. We also had researched in quite extensively the backstory of all of our five characters. So on paper, we knew what we wanted to tell, and we knew how the stories wanted to intertwine. Now, the difficult part came when we had to find the material to be able to tell this story. And because it was 50, 60 years ago when all of this happened and there wasn't the coverage as there is today, that was really challenging. So as the film progresses and in the editing stage, the story kind of evolves and it changes, and it the whole structure of it moves, and it's quite a modular kind of feast that kind of breaks up, comes together, breaks up and comes together. And that is dictated by the footage that we managed to find. And we had an amazing researcher who dug deep and high and low and managed to find some quite unique and never seen before footage, which also helped structure the narrative of this film.
Yeah, I think Daryl said it all, really. We did a lot of research, huge amounts of research. Finding the archive was very challenging, but we had a great researcher in Richard Wiseman, and we found this amazing undiscovered footage which had lain in a castle in Germany for many years. And when we actually scanned it in, the quality of the archive was really incredible. And then we had to basically find two rare Ferraris to do some reconstruction racing. You know, so we basically shot some on board with two very rare Ferraris, had a Russian arm truck, you know, on the racetrack, so that we could intercut some of that footage with some of the rare race footage from Reims, for example, which had the most incredible colour. And then we had to record the sounds of all the period engines, not just Ferraris, but we had to go to Goodwood to the classic race days that they had there over 2 days to record all the sound of the engines, all the van walls and the Mercedes and the BRMs and the Ferraris. So we had to record all those engine noises because, you know, the hardcore motor racing fans that love historic racing will know the sound, the difference between one engine and another. So everything had to be beautifully matched to create a great 5.1 mix that was going to, you know, make this a very cinematic experience for the audience, so they felt like they were there.
I come from Modena, and I'm very familiar with the culture of the Scuderia Ferrari because it is deeply rooted in the Emilian culture. So I just wondering, as a non-Italian, as a British people, how did you get into this culture of Emilia, and how did you approach it? How did you get into it, really?
I mean, first and foremost, I'm a sports director, and I love telling stories, in particular human interest stories. So for me, when I was asked to get involved with this project, we started to research about Enzo Ferrari and about Modena and about the characters and the people, it was quite easy to be immersed in it and to want to learn more and to do a lot of research into it and just swamp yourself with the characters and the place. So even though I'm not Italian, I'm very much interested in good human interest stories and being able to tell those in a cinematic way. So it was quite easy to take on board as much as I possibly could about Modena and about Enzo and about the passion of the Italians and their love for Ferrari and all things racing and all things red.
Obviously, when it comes to a car racing, there is always two sides of the coin. On the one hand, there is the risk that the drivers is running, and then we have the wives, the families of these drivers, who often were just there watching amongst the audience, hoping that their husband would hand the race life. How was like for you to meet with these women when you interview them? Women who obviously had to, you know, work out this very tragic experience than they have gone through in their past. How was it like?
Well, I met Louise Collins, the wife of Peter Collins, several years ago, and she's an incredible woman, and we became very, very close. And so in many ways it was quite difficult, because obviously you're asking them to revisit very painful times in their lives. But in a way, what we set out to do was to celebrate these men. We wanted them not to be forgotten. We wanted to bring them to a whole new audience. And so the women that we interviewed and the wives were completely supportive of that, and really, you know, had they gave us every support and left, you know, nothing out. They told us everything. You know, they were very emotive, obviously, but they were very ready to tell the story, because it's been so many years since their husbands died, and they wanted to tell the story, and we wanted to make them immortal. We wanted to make all these drivers immortal, so that this young audience that didn't know the story of the Scuderia and the tragedy of the Scuderia, so that we brought this back, you know, this story to them, and we brought them back so that, you know, young women like yourself could look at these incredible men and say, wow.
Thank you very much to Daryl Goodridge and Julia Taylor Stanley, director and producer of Ferrari Race to Immortality, which will be available in Italy in home video from 6th December. Thank you very much. And this is Martina Tonarelli for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.